society runs on information. The medical world is no different.
Information is really the lifeblood of medicine.
But the nation's healthcare system has struggled to keep up with the pace of modern information technology.
Most of American medicine is in 1994.
But all that's changing. Fast.
There's so many ways this technology can benefit patients and doctors.
From electronic health records to home health monitoring to Wi-Fi in emergency medicine, Health IT is changing the ways vital information is gathered, stored, and shared.
I have complete access to all my records, and it's amazing.
And across the country, high-tech tools are making a real difference.
There's no doubt that IT and integration make me a better physician.
Resulting in higher quality care and helping us all lead longer, healthier lives.
It makes me feel as though my doctors are working together, and I think that's fantastic.
Kevin Brady is proud to be a Cleveland firefighter and is always ready to answer the call of duty.
I love being a fireman. I love the schedule. I love coming to the station, working with great guys, get to go out and help people in the community here, and get to go to fire, so it's fun.
Brady is 44 years old and seems to take the stress and demands of fighting fires in stride.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily stressful, but it is. It can be tough. It can be physically exerting at times.
Last March, the physical exertion of battling a routine house fire almost cost him his life. The flames were out, and Brady was finishing the job.
I just got this pain in my chest, and at first I really didn't think much about it. I just kind of, thought it would go away, and it just... Something about the pain just wasn't going away. I knew it was something that I'd never felt before, or something different.
Fortunately, the paramedics at the scene carried an important piece of technology, something known as a 12-lead EKG.
We just put all the leads on the patient's chest. The machine shows us a tracing of their electrical activity in their heart, and then we can tell if they're having a heart attack or not.
The EKG printout of Brady's heart confirmed he was having a massive heart attack. But thanks to the power of modern information technology, the device also transmitted that data wirelessly to doctors at the nearest hospital.
I love the technology because when it's working correctly, it takes out so many steps that I would have had to do before. In the past, we would have had to take the EKG, find the doctor, place it into his hand. All of that time is now cut out by this wireless technology.
In Brady's case, the wireless technology helped paramedics and ER doctors by giving them the information they needed to make the right decisions quickly.
Before we even left the scene, the emergency room had my EKG. From what I understand, they were able to send that to one of the cardiologists on his BlackBerry. So yeah, I mean, within a matter of minutes, doctors were already kind of knew what was wrong.
And within minutes of his arrival at the hospital, Brady was in the cath lab, having a stent put in to clear the blockage to his heart.
It was real quick, yeah. From the time I actually felt chest pain to the time I was in the cath lab, I think it was around 30 minutes, something like that, which is pretty good, very good.
There's valuable time between the time they see you and the time you get to the hospital. And the hospital could be preparing.
Dr. David Blumenthal is a professor of medicine and healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School. He's also the former national coordinator for health information technology.
If people can get that electrocardiogram, that diagnostic information in advance, they can have the catheterization lab already when you arrive.
For heart attack patients like Kevin Brady, saving time means saving lives.
It's very important to treat heart attack patients quickly. Every minute matters if it's a heart attack patient, because minutes mean the death of an awful lot of cells in the heart that you're never going to get back.
These monitors with built-in modems are now being used by emergency medical teams in communities around the country, helping physicians take better care of heart attack patients like Kevin Brady, who was out of the OR and out of danger by the time his wife got to the hospital.
I feel we're very blessed, all of us and our family, that he is with us, and it was a miracle. I'm glad that the equipment was available for him.
Within a few short months, Brady was fully recovered, back at work and back with his family, doing all the kinds of things they used to do before and enjoying every minute.
It's good to be alive, you know, so it's you just kind of take everything day by day, you know, a lot of stuff that you think is important maybe not be, so just kind of relax a little bit more and take it easy.
Every year, more than 1 million Americans suffer a heart attack. Many will be saved through fast treatment. The 12-lead EKG is just one example of how health information technology is transforming care today.
Every day, new technologies are bursting on the scene in ways that we couldn't anticipate. I am confident that the world will be transformed by information technology.
So what exactly is health information technology?
Health IT is a series of technologies that produce information about the patient care experience.
Christine Martin Anderson is a senior vice president at consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton, where her focus is healthcare. For the last 20 years, she has focused on ways to improve care through health IT.
Health IT is the most useful as it moves health information around. That's what actually creates the improvements in quality.
And although it can take many forms, health IT is designed with one purpose in mind: to advance healthcare.
Health IT is about the empowerment of individuals in the care delivery system to make the right judgments about your care, when you need it, how you need it, and where you need it.
Anish Chopra is the nation's chief technology officer and reports directly to the president. He believes that powered by IT, the American healthcare system can be transformed and be made more efficient, accessible, and affordable for all Americans.
I want to make sure that you have the absolute best healthcare delivery system in the world. And to me, that means a delivery system that's been powered by information technology.
The exciting news is that there is evidence of that power and that transformation everywhere. Just ask Dr. Zachary Mizell. He's an emergency room physician at the University of Pennsylvania Hospital in Philadelphia.
The real-life emergency department is like the television dramas, only stretched out over hours and days. So there can be very worrisome, scary emergencies that come in at any given moment.
Mizell sees and treats a mixed bag of patients, all with lots of different complaints, all scared and anxious.
Hi, ma'am.
We have to manage their care, their expectations, diagnose what they have, and treat life-threatening conditions quickly.
For Mizell and his colleagues, that's possible because health IT is built into their ER. Without it, Mizell says they wouldn't be able to do their jobs.
I would say that information is one of the most critical aspects of how we approach and manage a patient from soup to nuts.
For managing patients here, a critical component is a computerized system called M-Track. It allows doctors and nurses to get a quick and complete overview of who's in the ER and why.
Having all their information pooled in one place so that everyone knows what everyone else is doing, that's a real big win.
And it allows busy ER doctors like Mizell to multitask.
Health IT improves efficiency by making it so that we can see more information, do more, and engage lots of aspects of patient care quickly without having to jump through lots of extra hoops.
In the old days, before the advent of health IT, there were lots of extra hoops for doctors. Many spent precious time making phone calls, sending faxes, looking for x-rays, and physically searching for patient charts.
One of the ways that doctors and nurses used to waste the most time was chasing the chart around. And you could literally spend 15 or 20 minutes and still not find the chart.
Now, medical charts, scans, and images can be stored digitally, so they're always close at hand.
We can get real-time results, and we can look at not only the images, but at the report very, very quickly on the same terminal that we're actually charting patient information and doing other things.
I have this one patient here who is being most likely admitted to the infectious disease service.
Many hospitals have now replaced old-fashioned handwritten whiteboards with interactive electronic displays.
What it's done for us
is taken all possible information that we might need to access, know about, or find out about, and put it in one central location.
It's the kind of IT tool that speeds care, but also improves care.
That whiteboard for the patient is air traffic control.
Dr. Kevin Johnson is a pediatrician and professor at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. He specializes in clinical information technology and how it can improve patient safety.
And these whiteboards provide a level of reassurance that all of that information is being communicated back to me as quickly as it's possibly available.
Advances in health IT are also helping doctors with prescribing medications, something that can be tricky.
Every physician has 10, 12, 15 different choices anytime they want to prescribe something. More choices, more opportunities for error.
But now, with computer programs, the process can be automated and eliminate any guesswork.
The computer just saves you from making simple errors that are, unfortunately, because doctors and nurses are human, part of medical care.
Making good decisions in the heat of the moment. To ER doctors, that's what health IT is all about. And yet, there are still times when Mizell finds himself at a loss for information. Like one recent day when paramedics wheeled in an elderly woman who had fallen ill.
She was unable to speak coherent sentences and had come from home, but her family was not with her. And she was confused. She was clearly very sick, but we had nothing in terms of knowing about her previous medical history, what medication she was on, if she was allergic to anything. And we really had to start from scratch.
That meant running all kinds of tests and scans and doing lots of blood work. It took Mizell all night to get to the bottom of the woman's problem.
Her final diagnosis, which was a bloodstream infection, we would have gotten there much quicker if we had known something about what her past medical history was. And so that was a frustrating moment. If we had more information quickly, if it had been on a system that we could access, we would have been able to take care of her better.
Taking better care of patients. It's about healthcare providers having accurate, up-to-date information. These days, that's being made possible through health IT.
We're giving physicians a choice to deliver better care by giving them better access to information.